You're listening to the Who Cares News for Monday, January 27th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Oh, good morning. Monday.
Monday, though this is Super Bowl week, right?
Yeah,
I think we can say Super Bowl since we're not promoting anything.
There's a mortgage company who says Super Bowl.
They might be one of two things. They might be an official sponsor, though I doubt it.
I didn't see an official sponsor
or
logo.
Or two, they're going to get a cease and desist letter like now.
That's what I figured.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for that.
We're not going to know. They're just going to pull the ads. I don't know. Tell me if you see the ads later this week. All right, it's Monday morning. Some random facts for you today. We call chicken and turkey legs drumsticks because it wasn't polite to say the word leg at the dinner table in the 1700s and the 1800s. Thighs and breasts were called dark meat and white meat back then for some reason. They wouldn't use the anatomy. But I get it. I get it.
Okay.
I grew up in a time and a place where if you said breasts, you'd get your mouth washed out with soap.
Uh-huh.
The state bird of Utah is the California gull.
Is that real?
I do not lie. These are random facts.
Okay.
Random. The layer of copper that covers the Statue of Liberty.
Yes.
Is slightly thicker than a penny.
Huh. That's
yeah.
not much.
No, it's not much. So there you go. Some random facts for today.
Random.
Randomness. It's time for the Who Cares News.
And I looked it up, and it's a real random fact.
What? California Gull?
California Gull.
I know, right? Everybody wants a little piece of Cali. I hate that.
Speaking of Cali, Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott are planning an...
Cali
are an epic birthday bash for their tiny little baby, Stormy. Well, she's... about to turn two. And if her first birthday is...
Can you believe it? Time like flies.
No, I'm actually...
When you're talking about the Kardashians. And... you know, the only one that has stuck around, this is amazing to me, is Kanye West. I hate this, but every other one of those siblings have not been able to keep a partner.
That's true.
Not one of them.
Kimmy and Kanye.
Now she's going to be a lawyer, which Kanye could probably use. So... Anyway,
actually, if she does domestic, then maybe she can handle their divorces for all of them.
Right.
So,
I don't think that's what she wants to do. But that's
so
okay.
If her first birthday is any indication, Stormy, that is.
Yes, Stormy. Back on Stormy.
This party will probably be out of this world.
Epic.
Studio space is going to be rented out by Kylie and Travis.
Because usually they rent out some warehouse. I mean, they always do when they have these parties.
So far, the tab is around, it's in six figures
already. Wow.
Stormy's already gotten a special trip to Disney World to kick off the birthday festivities.
Disney World, not Disneyland? That's interesting. Okay, because they always go to Disneyland.
I guess she went to Disney World.
But you know, Kylie's worth $1 billion. So
there you go.
You know, she kind of outshines the rest of the sibs, doesn't she? Including Momager. She outshines them.
She outshines them all.
She does. Really. She does. And Dad. I mean Mom. I mean Dad. I mean Mom. Anyway.
Kendall was fairly recently on a James Corden.
Was she really? What does she do?
Harry Styles was co-hosting.
What does she do?
She's the model.
Oh, that's right. She is the model. I was going to say, I knew she did something, but I've had a brain fart all
and
morning.
And they were doing the truth or dare thing with the food, you know?
Oh, they were doing spill your guts or fill your guts?
Yes.
He actually did that with Harry Styles as a co-host.
Yes.
Or as a guest host. Wow.
A guest host, yes.
Wow.
He was a guest host, and Kendall Jenner was sitting at the table. And so the question was, who's the best parent?
Oh, man.
So she almost ate the...
But she spilled it. Huh?
Yeah,
she
did.
Spilled it. And who'd she
and
say?
Kylie was at the bottom of the heap. No.
Who's the best parent?
Chloe.
Who's the best parent of her sibs?
Yes.
The way you said that, it was like, who's best, Mom or Mom? That's what I was thinking.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Among her siblings,
well,
who's the best parent? And she rated
who'd
them
she
Kim.
Kim first?
Then, no, I'm sorry. No, Chloe.
Chloe first. Wow.
Then
Kim. Okay.
Then Kylie. Then Courtney.
Wow, Courtney's at the bottom of the list.
Yeah.
What about Rob? She didn't rate Rob?
Oh, wait, wait, wait. I'm sorry. Rob above she rated court? Rob first.
See?
Rob was rated first.
Courtney.
Rob?
She's just taking up space. I'm sorry. She is the least interesting looking one. Just taking up space there, Courtney. Kim. You remember this, but then I know you. Of course you remembered it.
Kylie Courtney.
Anyway, Stormy's going to have a birthday party.
Yes.
Have we been invited? That's the question.
Not yet.
Not
I haven't
yet?
Seen the invitation. So, right. Maybe I should check my spam folder. All right. So.
They're probably going to want you to buy a ticket from Eventbrite to get in.
Well, it's where Frank Sinatra did it his way.
What?
All blue eyes, gold top toilets are among the rare items from his chairman's suite at the Golden Nugget Hotel.
They're auctioning off his damn toilets. Really?
They're auctioning off things from his chairman's suite. The collection is flush with goodies from Sinatra's collection.
I see what you did there. It's flush.
Including furniture, lamps, artwork, antique clocks, four marble gold-lidded privies.
Four?
Yes.
God. You know, I was going to say at first he had nothing to go on, but he had plenty to go
he
on.
He had
there.
Plenty to go on.
Okay.
So it was estimated to have cost up to $30,000 when new.
But he probably didn't pay for that. That was probably paid for by the Nugget.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, he didn't own the Nugget. I don't think he did.
But he lived, and I guess he had his suite there that he...
Yeah, but you know what? This is a gambling mecca. They had plenty of money. Frank, come stay here. Yeah, okay, I'm going to need the gold toilets. Come on now.
So the fancy commodes are expected to go at a bargain price, by comparison, up to $4,000 a piece.
Not a bargain price for used toilets. Ooh.
You actually have a chance as the public to own something that Frank Sinatra sat on or slept on.
God.
That's according to the auction house director.
That's scary that he slept on. Like, oh. Can I disinfect that? Don't bring a black light.
Yeah, because he was quite the active gentleman.
He was active, especially if he was in a hotel, I'm sure.
There was quite a reputation.
Nobody messed with Frank.
So I wonder if he let other people sit on his golden toilet seats.
I doubt it. He was pretty picky about his crap or crappers.
Yes, that was good.
You're welcome.
The auction house it warns interested bidders that while the toilet's marble is in good condition.
Yeah, because it's marble.
The golden seats
have
lost some of their luster. But there was a rumor that Kanye West had golden toilets.
They have gold toilets.
And wasn't there a rumor that Elvis Presley had gold toilets?
I don't know.
There was always the rumor that Donald Trump had golden toilets.
Yeah, but what is this fixation with having a gold crapper?
I don't know. Really, I really don't know.
At the end of the day, somebody still has to clean it. We should find out if Halle Berry's got gold toilets. She's worth every penny of a gold toilet. I just want to put that out there. She is. All right, back tomorrow with more frivolity. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you can tell us about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.